This is the BBC.
Here's Tuesday's podcast. Lucy Jones, this year's UK Eurovision entry, plays innuendo bingo with Matt Edmondson. She was so excited and got pretty wet. Also, Bangers is back with Chris on the phone today, just calling it in. And Charlie Sloth has some kind of on-air breakdown during today's Real or No Real.
Radio 1's Big Weekend.
Right, you know, all the tickets for Big Weekend have gone. You can only get them by winning them here. 8 o'clock in the morning with Grimmy is when you do that. And we all experienced the Big Weekend competition at its most brutal this morning. So harsh. You know, you get a chance to double your prize into 4 weekend tickets by finding a friend that you trust, whether it's a best mate or your mum. This morning, our listener Frances correctly answered her phone with the key word, curtains. But when she gambled, her mate Lacey answered and just went, hello. So Frances lost absolutely everything.
But Frances, you could lose everything now.
I know, but we've been texting all morning, so she better answer that phone.
Okay. Right. This sounds like it could work. Should we give Lacey a call?
Please.
All she's got to say is that magical word.
Good.
Okay. Let's call Lacey and get Frances there for the entire weekend.
Hello?
No! Oh, it was so horrible. You could tell, like, she just, like, completely forgot. Getting ready in the morning, you're kind of rushing around. That's obviously you would say that, but absolutely gutted. And to make it worse, Lacey already has tickets for Big Weekend. So awkward. Greg is going to speak to Frances and Lacey on his show later to see if that's still frosty.
Scott Mills.
Can you believe it? It's nearly time again for the Eurovision Song Contest. And next week I'll be going to Kiev in Ukraine for this year's competition. Be able to see the semi-finals of me and Mel off of Mel and Sue on BBC 4. That's right, me, BBC 4. Probably just before a programme about trains. Got a mixture of classic clips on Innuendo Bingo today from the likes of Alan Titchmarsh and Nigella Lawson, and some great new ones from you as well. Lucy Jones, our Eurovision hopeful for this year, is playing at 1:45 with Matt Edmondson.
Scott Mills.
Good afternoon, Matt Edmondson.
Hello, I said on the radio the other day that my favourite part of that Alt-J song is when it ends. And not in a bad way, but like the last 10 seconds are really good, aren't they?
Pretty epic, isn't
boom,
it?
Boom, boom.
And here's our Eurovision person this year, Lucy Jones. Hi.
Hello, hey guys.
You okay?
Yeah, man, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, we're going to be spending a lot of time together in the next week or so,
we are,
Lucy.
Yes, you lucky thing.
I can't wait.
How does it work? They put you all up in the same hotel?
Oh, yeah.
Same hotel room?
Yeah, she'll get the suite, though, of course.
Right, she'll get the double bed. You'll have the single bed in the same room.
Yeah. I'll have the sofa bed, you know that. We're going to Kiev.
Yeah, man.
It's going to be good. Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, I am. I'm a bit apprehensive. I've never been to Ukraine before. I'm nervous about strange things like food, and I'm quite a traveller. I'm not a snob or anything, but it's if I can't find an avocado for 10 days.
All right, Alice Levine, calm
down. Yeah, right. Okay, do you just want me to bring you fruit and veg to your room?
Don't worry, it's already sorted.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's what
genuinely.
You get,
you
see.
Hang on, are you travelling with your own avocados?
No, but I've been told that there is a store that specialises in avocados.
Was this like a deal breaker when they said, look, we'd really love you to do Eurovision? You said, only if, within a mile radius of the venue.
I said, I'll take zero fee as long as there's avocados.
Right, okay.
I love that you've already thought about this. You can buy socks in vending machines in Ukraine, which is something I'm looking forward to, yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
In the Globus shopping centre just under Independence Square. they sell a wide variety of socks, worth a look for the novelty value, but you'll find them cheaper in any other neighbouring shop.
It's exactly this sort of quality fact filling that Scott will be bringing to BBC Four.
Absolutely. Hey, Luce, why don't we go on the railway operated by children? That sounds fun.
Oh, wow.
I think I've seen that in a documentary recently. Mm. Did someone go there?
I don't know.
I think
did
Richard Iowadi went there.
Oh, yes.
He certainly went on a railway that was staffed by children, but I don't know if this is the same one.
Are you being serious?
Yeah. So these children's railways originated from the Soviet days, and they're still there. The younger children tend to operate the passenger carriages, checking tickets and making announcements. The older children, they drive the train.
Right, okay. Well, kind of adorable, kind of terrifying.
Yeah. It's about 15 minutes, Lucy, that's all we'll be on there.
Okay, great.
And there is adult supervision.
Can't wait.
What about, for a quick and very cheap mode of transport, the Marschrutka? Now, that's a crowded, converted transit van in which up to 50 people are crammed inside. You don't normally
sorry, this
get
is a tourist attraction.
Yeah, is this in the guidebook?
You don't normally get a seat, but you'll most likely be standing, which adds to the fun.
Sounds like the tube.
Just from my 10, yeah, but yeah, kind of worse.
It's like my daily commute.
From the that's from my top 10 unusual Kiev things to do.
Well, thank
list.
Goodness for you, because I had right? no idea.
In
what
the top
to do.
10 is a packed transit van.
That's
that you
right.
get ferried around in.
Yes, indeed.
Yikes.
Right, okay. So it's your debut on Innie the Bingo. We're going to do it.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Today we have Matt Edmondson and Lucy Jones playing Innuendo Bingo. You looking forward to it?
Oh, sorry, I was just starting my death stare.
Yes.
Wait, it doesn't have to be like that.
Yeah.
last time I did this was against Joey Essex, who let out a swear.
Yes, he did.
Oh, no.
That, Lucy, none of that
okay.
swearing.
I don't do any of that.
She doesn't swear anyway, no. Matt. And she's obviously trained. She's a trained actress and performer. She wouldn't do anything like that.
If she
that.
Does swear, it'll sound note perfect.
Yes, it will. All right, let's play the game.
It's time
Cheers.
To witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
You can watch us now happening live on the Radio 1 website. There'll be a Facebook video later. What a... You mean you couldn't get a better warm-up for the Eurovision Song Contest...
I'm terrified.
...than play a game of Innuendo Bingo? The music is supposed to terrify you.
I know, it's like...
Do you feel like you're on a theme park, right?
Alton Towers, I was going to say, yeah.
Your outfit choice is surprising, knowing that you're coming here for this. It's very dressy, and you've kept your shoes on.
I know, you did tell me to take my shoes off, and I haven't done it. Is there time?
Yeah, it's time.
Bingo rule 101. Shoes and socks off, you've got to do it.
Okay. Yeah.
Otherwise, you're going to be wringing those out in the disabled loo in the office in a minute.
Let's get a bit wet.
Okay, it's happening.
Okay, here we go. So, got some new clips and a collection of really good classics as well today. A brand new clip, first of all, from the Russian Grand Prix on Channel 4. Are you ready, Lucy?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Okay. As much water as you can fit in, please. Not really into the F1 myself, but I think I might start getting into it.
Lewis, out of sorts in qualifying, on the dirty side of the grid.
Yeah.
It's a long way to turn two.
Is that an opportunity for Daniel, or you just don't have enough straight line speed?
Well, we're hoping for a good tow, a good suck off.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Oh, it's so cold!
It is cold.
Oh.
Don't do what Hodor did. When the water hit him at first. Doesn't say any other words apart from Hodor, but he did then.
Hodor!
That wasn't the word he used. Very shocked by the cold.
Well, we're hoping for a good tow, a good suck off.
Yeah. Okay, more water, please. One of our favourites from last week now. And it's over to Sunday Brunch on Channel 4. And here's presenter Simon Rimmer offering his.
I'm so sorry. I always forget that he's called that.
Mm. I know. Takes you by surprise sometimes. Okay. And here's Rimmer offering his guests a bite on something they just can't refuse.
So that's all on next week's show.
Right.
There we go. Have a dig in on that. So what you get is that lovely penis-y taste. You get the jam underneath. You've got that nice little bit of sauce.
Who says that?
It's the peanutty taste, the jam and the sauce. Sounds irresistible. So I remember there on Sunday brunch.
So what you get is that lovely penis-y taste. You get the jam underneath. You've got that nice little bit of sauce.
Oh, lovely.
With the jam underneath.
More water, please. We've got a classic clip now from the archives here at BBC Radio 1. Obviously, we play so many different types of music here. We always like to get a reaction from you guys. But, well, who knew on Gemma Kearney's show that the music had the power to do this?
B-Traits was the first to play it on Radio 1. Many people followed through.
Unnecessary reaction, I think, just to playing a song.
Oh, God.
Many people followed through.
Well, don't play it again, then.
It's a certain frequency.
Dangerous listening.
Yeah.
Brown note.
Water, please. Lucy Jones is on Innuendo Bingo on Radio 1. It's real fun. Here we go. Now we've got a classic from Channel 5's Gibraltar, Britain in the Sun. Now, after hearing this, I'm definitely going to be tuning in next week. In fact, I might even go to Gibraltar myself.
Next time on Gibraltar, Britain in the Sun, Tito shoots his loaded cannon prematurely.
I know. Expect anything else.
I know.
It's a setup.
Tito shoots his loaded cannon prematurely.
Channel 5, everyone.
Oh, gosh.
You okay there?
I'm going to look like Marilyn Manson.
The makeup's holding up well, actually. It's good. Well. Water, please. Now we're going over to Countdown on Channel 4. Oh, I hate it when the contestant's mind just wanders off somewhere else. What? What happened?
You can't perfectly time your spitting to the music. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-bum, splash.
Here we go. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
I'm sorry.
We'll go again.
Okay.
Here we go.
Helen.
7.
Yes, Bobby?
And 7.
2 7s. Helen.
I've got a pioneer.
A pioneer.
And I have erection.
An erection. Very good.
Seven letters there.
And I have erection.
An erection. Very good.
That's one of the best ever.
Nick,
you are
absolutely taking the bait there.
And I have erection.
An erection. Very good.
Very good.
I swear, people must know. I think people say things specifically for this game. It must happen.
Well, he has to work very hard because he's randomly generated that out of loads of letters.
Yes.
It's a very, very considered game plan.
Now we go into the 15-minute drama on BBC Four. I think we'll all be tuning in now, this happening.
Mrs. Mason, the violin teacher, was tall and kind, with brown hair in a bun. I thought she was the most beautiful person I'd ever met.
Your fingering has improved a lot this term.
No!
Mrs. Mason, they're talking about playing the violin. Mm, sure. She's a violin teacher.
All right.
So, cool. Yeah. See, that's the thing with radio drama, all in your mind. The violin, that's all it was. Now, a classic from Love Your Garden with Alan Titchmarsh. And here, Alan's talking us through his very special party trick.
I mean, look, it's not fair, is it? You just go away for a bit, and I'll have a fiddle. And when you come back, I'll have 3 balls.
Oh.
That's
3? That's incredible, Alan.
And when you come back, I'll have 3 balls.
And finally, it's a classic clip from The Taste on Channel 4. Now, we all know that Nigella is sometimes a little bit saucy on TV, but, well, I think I'd be nervous if I had this.
We have to decide on 3.
Yes, I agree. Yes.
3 worst. It makes me very nervous. I had 2 people in the bottom last week.
Yeah! Yeah, she did.
Yes, Nigella.
I had 2 people in the bottom last week.
And that was Inyana Bingo with Lucy Jones and Matt Edmondson. I will see you in Ukraine.
See you there, pal.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Matt, as well.
Thank you, Scott. Thanks, Lucy.
That was ridiculous. Scott Mills. Alex and Huddersfield's been on with a little bit of inquiry about my tune of the week from Charlie Puth. Why is he saying, throwing that turtle on my name? I don't know, but that is the actual lyric. You're hearing it correct. I don't know what it means. And I saw him tweet it yesterday. He's kind of like, it's like Charlie Puth's after like some reassurance that that's a fine lyric by putting it on Twitter. Not fine. Good song though. I had the winning banger yesterday with Shapeshifters and Lola's theme. Chris not here today, but he is going to partake in bangers, so I'll give him a ring in about 10 minutes. 1-0 to me.
This is
Scott Mills.
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
And I can say good afternoon to Chris Stark now. Hello.
Hello, Scott. You all right?
Yeah, another day off, is it?
Don't be like that. Listen, if we're going to start counting, then you're going to get in big trouble. So
that's okay. I'm leaving you as of Friday anyway.
Where are you off to?
Kiev, Ukraine.
Ah, Eurovision, isn't it?
It's that time of year again. Doesn't it come around quick?
Yeah, it comes around quick. Yeah, it does come around quick. It's almost like it happens twice a year.
No, it's definitely once. Do you have anything productive of your day today, or?
No, just it's a day off, a random day. I'll leave it as a mystery.
Okay. Maybe tell us tomorrow. We've got Paige on the other line. Hi, Paige.
Hey.
You're right?
Yes, are you?
Yeah, Chris is literally phoning it in today, but it's good that he's on and he's chosen a banger, because otherwise I like to pick them for him and that doesn't always go well for him. So yesterday I picked Shapeshifters Lola's theme in that one. What are you doing today, Paige?
I'm currently at work at the moment, okay. Just around Milton Keynes area.
Okay. Oh, I love MK.
Yeah, I get lost a lot, so I've got a...
It's all them roundabouts, babes.
It's all the roundabouts.
Yeah, it is. Okay, this is what I've got for you today. See if you like my choice. Girls. Beyoncé.
That's a good choice.
Good, right? I mean, it's very me. So, Paige, you can have that. Or Chris?
Okay, Paige, you can have that. Scott, by the way, when we're on Nights Out, I wish you could tell everyone what you changed the words to, because you're fabulous when you perform it.
You love
but
it.
You can have that, Paige, or you can have my banger choice, which is this.
That's a good one too, as well.
I know, everyone forgets about this. It's Jessie J. It's actually a good Jessie J one, and David Guetta, and it's called Laser Light. It's a banger.
Okay. Right, Paige.
Yeah. That's a difficult one.
Yep.
Really, yeah. I quite like both of them, to be honest. Yeah.
Did you say out of all of the Jessie J songs, it's your favourite?
No, I wouldn't really know.
Okay, what about Beyonce?
Beyonce, yeah, I do. I enjoy the song, I do. But then not one of my favourites, but this is going to be a difficult choice.
Okay.
To be fair. I think I'm going to have to go with Scott on this
one.
Yes,
he wins again.
Scott Mills.
Sass. Beyonce, Girls on BBC Radio 1. I think up against Laser Light. A deserved win today for me. Harry in Liverpool says, please can we have that clip of Jessie J singing No repeatedly, seeing as she lost today's bangers? Totally. No. I don't know why it brings me so much joy. Again. What are you doing?
No.
And you lost.
No.
Scott Mills.
Matt gets in with an early who. Those little fish that would bite the dead skin off your feet in shopping centres. Ho! It is now time for a who game on BBC Radio 1. You know, I do like to do this when Chris isn't here. It's dead simple. You just think of something from back in the day that you've not thought about for a while, say it, and then give it an almighty ho. For example, the charts being on a Sunday on Radio 1. Ho! So I've got some, hopefully our callers have got some, and we'll go round the calls, me against the listeners, until no one can think of one anymore, or the dreaded timer appears, which means we're out of time. Let's play the Who game. Okay, I'll start today. Sharing phone contacts via infrared and making sure the two phones are really close together. Ho! Line one, who's that?
It's Alex from Plymouth.
Go on, Alex.
Songs fading out towards the end.
Songs do still fade out.
No, not anymore.
They do.
Oh.
Fine, though. Line two, who's that?
Oscar from Margate.
Go on, Oscar.
Blue Peter, here's one I prepared earlier.
I got to say that once on Blue Peter.
Did you?
Yeah, after I made a football pitch out of some guacamole and carrots.
Hello.
Line three, who's that?
Hi, it's Liam from Essex.
Go on, Liam.
Having light up drainers.
Line four, who are you?
Danny from Middlesbrough.
Go on, then.
Scrap heap challenge.
Who presented that?
The bloke off Red Dwarf. The robot.
Oh, he was the robot from Red Dwarf, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Robert Llewellyn and TV's Lisa that's, Rogers.
That's the one.
Line five, who's that?
It's Jade from Derby.
What have you got, Jade?
Saying yes when you get something right at school. Ho!
Okay, back to me. Trisha. Ho! Alex.
David Blaine. Ho!
Good one. Oscar, you're on.
Gareth Gates.
Liam.
Anyone on Celebrity Big Brother?
Off of Vanessa Feltz writing words on the table. Ho! Danny.
The singer, Lolly.
She then became really famous in Bollywood.
Really?
Lollywood.
Lollywood.
Jade.
Charging your phone up once a week. Ho!
Just charge it once and you're good for a whole 7 days. Well, no one seems to be slipping at the moment, so we will continue the Who game after this.
Scott Mills.
Okay, me again. Pressing five to high-five people on your phone, something that this show was guilty of for years. Ho! Rubbish. Who thought of that? Alex, you're on.
Baha, man. Let the dogs out!
Oscar.
Tom and Jerry dentist stickers.
Liam.
Finding a toy in the cereal box.
Danny.
Whose line is it anyway?
With TV's Clive Anderson. Jade, what have you got?
Accidentally calling your teacher mum.
Me again. Charlie off of Casualty. Ho! Oh no, the dreaded timer. Right, we've got to be quick. Alex, go.
BT phone boxes.
Oscar.
Top of the Pops.
Liam.
Al Graham on Blind Date.
Al Graham. Danny.
Fruit of the Loom Jumpers.
Jade.
Grimmy's Waking Up Song.
Thin belts for men that do up like a seatbelt on a plane. Alex.
Woolworths.
Oscar.
Turkey Twizzlers.
Liam.
Swimming lessons in your pyjamas.
Danny.
Those black shirts with the flames coming off.
Jade.
Holiday Showdown.
That's it. There goes the timer. And we are out of time on today's Who game. Once again, a very, very impressive selection. Thank you to everyone that played. Yes.
Yeah. Another one.
Scott Mills.
I'm Scott Mills. I've been dieting for years, and I've now realised that there's only one way to look thin, and that's to stand next to Charlie Sloth. Greg James is also here and is, well, he's volunteered himself up with his services of Real and No Real, which I really appreciate. Thank you very much.
No, you're welcome. I just thought I saw him in here and it was just you, no Stark today. So I thought, you know, I'll go head to head with
the Sloth.
Now, can we talk about, I just put it on my Instagram story. Can we talk about what's on your head today, Charlie Sloth? Obviously, you can't see this 'cause radio.
Well, you know, I've got to that stage in my life where I thought I need a little bit of a refresh. Mm-hmm. So, who's laughing?
Rebrand.
No, not a rebrand. The brand's strong.
Why are you wearing
it's very strong.
You're wearing a blonde wig, man.
It's not a wig, bro. It's
it
my
is,
real
though.
Hair. No, it's not a wig. This is my... Don't touch it.
Why not? Why can't I touch it,
makes
then?
It makes me feel awkward. Mm. I've just had it dyed.
Yeah, it looks like a dead dog on your head. That makes me look. That makes me feel awkward.
I'll tell you what it is. It's Keith Lemon.
Really?
Keith Lemon hair.
This is my real hair.
It's not your real hair, though.
It's my real hair. I've gone for a refresh. I've been toying with new hairstyles over the last month. You just found a wig in some dressing up cupboard. No, there are other hairstyles on my Instagram that you can check out.
You've gone mad, mate. What's happened to you?
I don't know, man.
I also think it looks a little dry.
Yeah. It's because it's just been dyed, bruh.
Yeah, but you need to get some conditioner.
I need some moisturising. Look me on the camera. I look sick, though.
You don't.
You actually think that?
I'm straight off the beach.
No, you know what I mean? Yeah, but no, you just said you look
no
sick.
No whale jokes.
You said you look sick, but your hair is so thin and wiry, you actually look sick, as in ill, poorly.
My hair looks thick. It's just because it's a little bit sensitive and brittle because like all of the hair dye that's been
put
in.
It's like a fat Justin Bieber.
So rude. So rude. I'm more handsome than Justin Bieber.
Okay. Keep telling yourself.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah. Greg, do you agree?
No real.
And this is today's Real or No Real.
The latest must-try gym class is Napper-size, where sleep-deprived participants have a nap for 45 minutes.
That's not exercise, though.
That's not exercise. But you do lose 800 calories every time you sleep. Did you know that? You burn off 800 calories.
Who's told you that?
Fact.
Not true.
Google it.
Not 800.
800 calories. If you sleep between 7 and 9 hours a night, you burn off 800 calories. Fact. Yeah?
Okay.
So I'm just putting it out there.
Okay, I've realised who else you look like.
Who?
Trump.
Oh my God.
Oh, yeah, it's Trump hair.
Oh my God.
It's Trump hair.
No, how are you going to kill my hairstyle? I just got this done. This cost me £500 to get this hair done, you know?
Not £500. Well, you've...
£500 stylish.
So you coming?
You got Donald Trump hair.
It's Donald Trump.
It is.
It's a lot thicker. There's a much better cut to it. It's been layered and cut into. It looks great.
Oh, it's Trump.
Yeah, it has been cut into. It certainly has.
Yeah, it has. It's been layered.
So is this a thing?
Do you guys really not like my hair? Did you plan this before I came in? Oh, Charlie's got a new haircut. Let's like tear into him over his new hairstyle.
You just appeared with a blonde wig on.
It's not a wig.
I like how he turns around on us like we're weird.
Right.
Like we're the weird
ones.
You're
the weirdo.
You're still being so horrible to me. You've glued Trump's hair to your head. And you expect us not to say anything. Oh, let's just pussy foot around
on
it.
Like normal.
Just me and Scott sitting here whistling.
This is my real hair.
Okay.
Go on, try and pull it off.
Go on.
Don't hold it then. He's holding it on.
All right, I'll take it off.
Go on. Get off, don't pull my hair. Does that hurt?
Does anyone care about the game or?
No. Sorry, yeah, we do.
Okay,
yeah,
I think this is no real.
Okay, it's a gym class where you can sleep.
I'm going to say real because, like I said, you burn 800 calories every time you sleep between 7 and 9 hours. If you break that down for 45 minutes, you could burn off, 100 calories.
Yeah. Okay.
That one's real.
It's don't
real.
Know.
Starts and finishes with a series of tension-releasing stretches and promises a solid 45 minutes of uninterrupted sleep at an ideal temperature for napping. The gym will provide each participant its own bed, blanket and eye mask, and it's on at gyms around London, but rolled out nationwide if successful in town, in a London town. And next.
Paddy McGuinness has trademarked the phrase, no likey, no lighty, the licence to which has already earned him £2 million.
No, come on. Who's paying up, though? Is it like when an artist gets their song played, they get money for it? But you've got loads of catchphrases, Charles, haven't you?
Yeah.
If this is real, you're going to be straight on the phone to your accountant.
Yes.
Or your whoever, lawyer.
We were saying yesterday, you know the guy that says that phrase at the boxing? Let's get ready.
Yeah,
no, don't do it. Don't do it.
Why?
Don't do it in that voice.
Oh.
No. Right?
No, don't.
Oh. We'll get a bill.
Really?
He sends bills out every time you do it. So far, I believe the figure was somewhere around 320 million.
Wow.
What, per go?
No, in total he's made since 1992 from saying that phrase.
I'd like to do it to see what happens.
He's copyrighted it. You'll get a bill, mate.
Can we see what happens?
Go on, do it.
Get a bill.
Do it.
Just do it.
We got to do it now.
Oh no!
If the bill comes, that would be sick.
Will you split it with me?
I'll split it with you. Okay. I got you.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Ding ding ding!
All right, Manny Bags.
You've done that really well as well.
Thanks, mate. That was worth it.
We're going to get a bill. Mate.
That was worth £8 million.
I wonder how much the bill will be.
Well, he's made so much money out of it. Also, the reason that they had to put H in the PJ and Duncan song for Rumble.
Oh, wow. God, he's props. He's a real stickler.
Whoa.
So, is Paddy McGuinness, has he already trademarked the phrase, no likey, no lighty, and he's already earned $2 million from it? Real or no real?
I'm going to say real, because that new hair wasn't cheap, and I reckon he's got that money from somewhere.
Who's got new hair?
Paddy.
Paddy McGuinness?
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he?
Have you
seen new hair?
No,
you're confusing him with you.
No.
We've just been talking about it for 10 minutes.
I can't stop looking at myself in the camera.
Are you having some kind of midlife crisis?
People are saying that. I'm too young.
Right, I know you are.
People are saying it, but I'm denying
it. I'm way too young.
It's all got a bit Honey G.
No. No, please don't ever say that. Don't do that to me.
I just don't understand. Anyway, real or no real, Paddy McGuinness makes loads of money from No Likey, No Lighty.
Real.
No real.
That one is no real.
Oh.
Made up, unlike our boxing announcer yesterday. That was absolutely true. Okay, we will do some more Real or No Real with Charlie Slough and Greg after this.
Scott Mills.
Charlie Slough and Greg James are playing today's Real or No Real, and I've got one final fact for you guys.
McDonald's have launched a new utensil called the Frork, which is designed to hold your chips and mop up condiments without getting your fingers dirty.
What?
That's great. If that's
a Frork.
Frork.
Yeah.
You're thinking about it, aren't you? You're thinking about chips.
I'm not. I'm thinking about how...
We lost him at McDonald's.
Yeah. Rude. Mm-hmm. Rude.
You okay? I'll tell you what, people are loving my Instagram story.
Are they?
Sarah Nottingham, just watched your story on Instagram. I'm crying. Charlie's hair is too much.
It's great, right?
It's ridiculous.
Like
you're facing it, Greg, when you first see the hair. It's really good.
I was not expecting that.
Do you like it? Like, Greg, be honest. We have got a relationship where we can be honest with you.
Yeah, I am being honest. I hate it.
Really?
You look like a joke.
Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you actually saying this to me live on radio? At least humour me a little bit, bro.
No, I mean, it's fun. No, it's funny.
Yeah.
I like
funny,
it.
Funny, but like, I thought you were supposed to be credible.
I'm taking it off, man.
Here we go. Oh, come on. Oh. What's underneath? That's even worse. What's that? That's even worse.
Have you not seen his hair before?
Oh, what is that? That's like when Cartman takes his hat off on South Park.
Right. So rude.
He's got hair of Kim Jong-un.
No. My hair is styled. My hair is the Charlie Sloss style. Yeah? Very unique.
Right, you've never seen that before.
Styled.
Never
seen that before.
You've never seen my hair before?
No.
Are you serious, bro?
I've never seen that before.
It's mad, isn't it?
It's quite nice, though.
We should sell tickets to that at the big weekend for people to come and queue up and look at it.
Yeah.
Never seen that.
You know when they do DJs, do signings and stuff?
Yeah.
In a tent.
First time I saw it, I was pretty taken aback. Yeah.
Impressed.
I'm impressed.
Yeah.
It's pretty a good mop you got there.
Is it curtains?
Curtains, man. Is it curtains, bro?
You got curtains.
It's just because I've got a hat on. It's hat hair. My hair is styled to the finest detail.
Yeah, lovely curtain detail.
Not curtains.
I'm in living room.
Come on, man. Leave me alone.
Well, is there a new utensil called a frork?
I don't care.
No, I don't.
I can't stop looking at myself. I'm looking really good, you know.
Real or no real? Please help.
No real, I don't know.
Yeah. Definition in my face.
Real.
It's real.
Yes, it's...
I didn't even get to answer.
No, it don't matter.
Pointless. I didn't even get to answer. That means I'm going to lose. I've been forced out of this game. I came to win today.
Yep, so Greg got 20 points and Charlie got 10 points.
No.
What's on your show today, Greg, on BBC Radio 1?
Oh, I don't know if I might just go home now.
Right, yeah. And you on One Extra?
Oh, we're going to be talking about my trip to Atlanta last week. Loads of goodness, Merting. Who that?
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
That's it, we're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. If you can't listen live, get the podcast, it's free. Scott Mills.